7:46 here on VOC Breakfast, the 91.3 FM. As conversations intensify around the soaring cost of electricity, many South Africans are feeling the pressure, of course, as we've just heard. Today, we turn to an energy expert to help us unpack the reasons behind these high tariffs and explore whether or not there are any viable solutions in sight for struggling households. Joining us on the line now is Thomas Garner. He is a member of the Management Committee for South African Independent Power Producers Association. Thomas, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Thank you.
In essence, the cost of electricity is one element. The reasons behind it, at times, there's perhaps less of an understanding. For many South Africans and Capetonians feel as if, you know, this either the city of Cape Town, Eskom, Nersa, you name it, they're just trying to make more money. Is that in fact the case?
Yeah, I think the reasons for the current state of the electricity industry and the high tariffs is actually quite complex. But let's start with the first reason. In 1998, there was the white paper in which there was a suggestion that people need to have a choice around where they get the electricity from, and it also led to or prescribed around 30% of energy diversification, where IPPs or independent power producers would supply. But government, although that's their own policy, never followed through on that policy, and along the way tried to sabotage their own policy. So and that's a function of the ideological differences between, let's say, the liberal side, the capitalist side on the one hand, and the communist socialist side on the other hand in the same government. So that's the first probably reason and the root cause of it all. Secondly, in the early 2000s, when Medupi and Kusile were constructed, there was a lot of corruption around the boiler contracts with Chancellor House, the investment arm of the ANC, getting a deal there. With that siphoning of a lot of money through those contracts, for which we actually pay as consumers. I think the part of it was also then the fact that those projects were so late. I mean, they took up to 15 years to complete. And that didn't give Eskom the space to actually maintain the rest of their plant, which then led to that massive load shedding that we had in the early 2010s. I think the third reason is then the challenges that we see now, the result of state capture in 2015, when Brian Molefe and Machele Koko didn't want to sign on further IPPs, so there was a shortage of supply that started to happen. And of course, economics is very simple. If you have a shortage of supply and an increased demand, price goes up. With that, the whole thing of CADA deployment and further corruption, as we've seen it become endemic in South Africa, municipalities specifically, as well as in Eskom. So, I mean, Eskom in their last annual report said that up to 10% of their energy was sold illegally through their own employees by stealing prepaid or selling prepaid for their own accounts. And then on top of that, the whole problem of load shedding, which leads to less sales, and therefore you need higher price to make up for the revenue, because the Eskom model is a revenue model. Mm. It's a combination of sales volume and price. So the less they sell, the higher their prices should be to make sense. So I think that's the root cause of where we are. There's a lot of solutions, but let's move on to that later.
Yeah. What do you make of the broader argument that some would make, particularly around the time of that white paper? There was quite a bit of development that was happening. There was quite a large number of South Africans that previously had not had access to electricity, that essentially were connected to the grid. And the case that some defenders of the African National Congress would make, and of course the ruling party then, the only ruling party in the country, make, is that essentially it was a matter of the infrastructure not being able to cope with the number of people that were being onboarded, but the fact that people have been onboarded was a success in and of itself. Do you put in credence to that argument, one? And then two, obviously it's all good and well to have access and can be connected to the grid. It's another thing entirely to be able to afford the electricity into your home.
Yeah, I think it's a small bit of truth in the first argument. And I mean, it was an absolutely roaring success to let's say, to increase electricity access from around 20% during the apartheid years to 86% a few years later when that electrification drive was so successfully done. And it was one of the great things that the government then did. Unfortunately, during the years 2008 and onwards, mm-hmm. when this had to be followed through with infrastructure investment and opening up the market, they didn't follow through. So they didn't engineer their own downfall by being successful in electrification. They engineered the downfall of the country by corruption, state capture, and ideological differences around centralist states versus an open economy.
Mm. Is there a foreseeable reality that electricity prices comes down, Thomas, in your view?
I can't see that happening. What I not under the current regime or within the current framework as the policy is playing out. What I do think we need to do is to really follow through and restructure the industry. A lot of it is happening unplanned, with obstacles being thrown at this stage by everybody in government. So it seems that the current political power structure struggles, and we also see it in the Makwanazi police case and everything else. It probably goes around the presidency of the country and the ANC in future. So we're starting to see that playing out. And as an industry, what we're seeing in the energy side as a result of that is that recently the National Transmission Company, the unbundling of Eskom, has seen obstacles. IPPs are struggling to get grid access, and therefore we can't put new supply onto the bars, which will lead to even higher prices later on. So the current government, regulator, government departments, Eskom are all at this stage creating more and more obstacles, and that's just not good. So if we restructure and we let this happen, I think we'll see prices easing over time. But the way it's going now, I think the only way to get this thing solved is to vote the government out.